It is 12 minutes on the dot after 8 a.m. Good morning and happy Tuesday morning to you. We are up to 60 degrees. It is a beautiful, fabulous morning. We have a beautiful, fabulous week ahead of us. And here before we hop into our 8 a.m. jam session, I have Lieutenant Christian Perrin from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. And good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. I almost thought that you were going to say a beautiful, fabulous Lieutenant Perrin is here in the studio with us. And I would have agreed with you. Good morning, everybody.
So humble.
Yes. It's a virtue.
You know, it takes a lot to be there. So, what kind of safety are we talking today?
So, well, school's getting ready to get back in the swing of things. It is the beginning of August, and a lot of schools start mid to late August. So, we wanted to talk a little bit about school bus safety and make sure that everybody is going out there in mind that there's going to be school buses on the road starting here soon.
It's hard to believe that it's that time of year again.
Yes, I don't know where the summer went. It started really late, and now we're already going back to school. It seems like we had probably a couple weeks of nice weather, and here we go again.
Right. Although this weather here, I would stick with this for a while. This is perfect.
Yes, this weather is nice. The 80s and
cool evenings, open the windows.
I'll take that any day.
Yes.
But yeah, just remember that the school buses are going to be out there. So in the morning time and the afternoons, when people are coming to work and coming home from work,
be prepared, plan ahead.
Yeah, so it is important to remember that when a school bus is stopped with its red flashing lights and stop arm extended, that all vehicles traveling in both directions must come to a complete stop at least 10 feet from the school bus. And this applies to two-lane roads and roads with a center turning lane. So if it's three lanes wide, you got to make sure that you're stopping.
That covers all the roads here in Holmes County because we have no four-laners here.
Yeah, it'll cover. And even the four lanes without those dividers in the middle, make sure that you're stopping for those school buses. But this does not apply to those divided highways or roadways with more than four lanes on them. So roadway with more than four lanes on it, the vehicles traveling in the same direction as the bus, those are the ones that have to stop. In the opposite direction, you need to proceed with caution. But make sure that if you're traveling with a bus, that you're maintaining that distance. And there's going to be kids around, and kids are unpredictable.
Especially at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
They're excited to see their friends.
Yep. You've got a lot of new students possibly getting on those buses who may never have ridden a bus, don't know how it quite works, where to stand while they're waiting to get the approval to cross the street. That's the biggest one. We've got a lot of county roads in Holmes County where these school buses are dropping kids off, and a lot of them have to walk across the street to get back home or on the bus. So,
and that's where it's the most dangerous for them, mm-hmm. and why cars need to stop.
Yeah, so make sure that you're paying attention. And if you need any other information, or if you want any other information, feel free to stop by the Worcester Post of the Highway Patrol. We have some nice little handouts there for you that has little picture diagrams, because some people are visual people and they need to see exactly what it looks like, what we're talking about. So if you need those, come and stop by. We have those for you. We'll also be at the Wayne County Fair here. I think it's next month.
September.
In September. And we'll have those handouts.
They'll
and everything
see you in
there.
September.
Yes, they will see us up there. We'll be there, and we'll be walking around the Holmes County Fair here as well. So if you want any more information, you see one of us walking around, be sure to stop us and speak with us if you have any questions.
For sure. And you guys, not you guys directly, but the State Highway Patrol is also in charge of checking the school buses and making sure they're safe as well.
Yeah, so the Ohio State Highway Patrol does do all those school bus inspections. So if you think about it, every single school bus in the state of Ohio has to be inspected every single year. And we have a team of school bus inspectors who do that, and they get it done. They do a very good job at doing it.
Because the name of the game is keeping these kids safe.
Yep, it always is. So yeah, just make sure you're helping us keep everybody safe and make sure you're watching out for those students. And moving on from that, I just wanted to talk again about Amish Health and Safety Day that we have coming up on
Monday.
So Monday at 4 o'clock at the Mount Hope Event Center. Please stop by. The doors open at 4 p.m. We're ending about 8:30. We'll have a couple events there. So we'll have a buggy lighting and highway safety, electrical safety. Most importantly, e-bike safety, we'll have that there. So there's going to be screenings for diabetes and heart disease, some tree stand safety, and some stop the bleed stuff. So we're actually going to talk about tourniquets and everything else like that. So that should come in handy for some people.
For sure. And it's a great way for the folks in our Amish communities to get that extra bits of safety that, you know, will help them stay safe on the roadways and stuff too. So it's definitely a really big, important event. It's really grown over the years, and it's really awesome for the community. So
yeah, we're going to have a bunch of information out there. And I know there's been a lot of concern about UTVs or you know, slow speed vehicles on the roadways and everything. And we'll have some legal information there for you to make sure. And just remember, if you're operating those on the roadway, you do have to have a driver's license.
Exactly. So they're not farm equipment.
Well, they're not allowed on the roadway, but two, if they are on the roadway, you have to have a license with them.
So. And we're going to get technical here.
But yeah, so if you want any of that information, feel free to stop by. We'll have a little area set up there. I'll have some boards with some information on them and some handouts for you.
And you can always reach out to the Post for that information too. So they've got everything you need there.
Yes, you can.
Anything else for today?
No, I think we got
safety's it. Safety's the name of the game today.
Just make sure that, did you remember those school busers getting ready to get back there on the road, and watch out for the kids.
So stop when the red lights are on. Wear your seatbelt. Don't speed.
And also, aside from the school buses and everything, the parochial schools are getting ready to start back up as well. So you're going to have a lot of kids walking on the roadways.
We have a lot of parochial schools here.
Yeah, so make sure that you're watching on the side of the road for children coming to and from school as well.
So slow down.
Yes. Drive safe. Wear your seatbelt. Don't drink and drive. Keep your phone down. The usual weekly service reminder.
And have a great day.
Have a great day.
That was Lieutenant Christian Perrin at the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. Right now, a little CCR for you. We'll jam a little bit here. It's Proud Mary on WKLM.